Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. I think my allergies are acting up because every time I'm around you, something starts to swell.
Oh.
And it's not my eyes that I'm talking about.
I'm glad you clarified.
You're hot.
Yep.
Step number one, don't use your taser on him. Tell him that you'd like to get to know him better, and that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line, and then hopefully he leaves us an awkward voicemail that we can play for you, like this one.
First unheard message.
This is Matt. I don't know what your problem is, what your attitude's all about. Why are you not calling me back? I wanted to take you out for dinner. You blew it. You missed it. You could have had the time of your life with the most magical man you ever met. So you know what? F*** you and f*** those weird shoes you were wearing. I don't want to take you out anyway.
Next message.
That would have been really awkward if she actually didn't give him the Loser Line. I'm thankful she did because that message was pretty nice. But she didn't give him the Loser Line. He was actually calling her phone and her phone was just dead for a couple days or something. And she just checks the message like, oh, I was totally going to call that guy back. Now I guess I need to get new shoes.
Yeah, he wasn't overreacting at all. I mean, he was magical.
I was
hoping he was actually a magician. Yeah. That would be pretty rad.
Yeah, you don't know this, but I'm a magician. I get paid a ton to do kids' parties.
Yeah.
You're stupid. I could have taken you to any restaurant in town and also pulled a quarter out of your ear and amazed you.
Next message.
Hey, it's Josh. I know you said that you were a little nervous, but hopefully that doesn't stop you from calling me back. By the way, you left your wallet in my car. So give me a call back when we can.
Next message.
Ouch.
No. That one is where she wishes she wouldn't have given him the Loser Line number. Remember, if you want the number for the Loser Line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll send you that phone number that you can give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not be hitting on you, so you don't have to deal with talking to them on the phone. They can just call us and leave us great voicemails that we can play for you, like this one.
Next message.
It's just from last night. I don't know if you remember or not, but we were talking about our lives and all that. You remember that? And we got into talking about, you know, our accomplishments and stuff we're proud about. I've got something in particular that I'm really proud of that I didn't bring up. It's my tongue. You know, one of my last girlfriends has described it as a third arm or even 11 finger, really. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I was thinking, you know, maybe we can get together sometime so I could show you for myself so you can see it, you know. It's not something I go around and tell everyone about. So, give me a call whenever.
Oh, come on.
A little preview for you for next time.
Is he serious? That's
a sexy voicemail.
At first, I felt bad for him. It sounded like, oh, he's like nervous and he wants to like show off to her. And then the tongue came out.
He did want to show off.
Yeah.
Things like a third arm. Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, gross.
I feel like anytime you end a voicemail to anybody with, it's always a good thing.
Next message.
Pick up the phone. What's wrong with you, man? That's what it is. And talk shit. We can't even talk shit. Whack.
Next message.
That sounds like he's calling to fight somebody.
I know.
Like, yeah, yo, what's up?
Like
talk?
A bro or something?
I know. We can't even fight? Come on.
Sounds whack,
yeah,
bro.
This is stupid. Your phone number is dumb and your voicemail is dumb. I don't even want to fight you anymore.
Next message.
Hey, Chris. It's J. We met the other night at a club. I know we said we were going to try to hang out on Friday, but I was with my roommates the other night, and everyone was drinking, having a good time, and I wound up drinking too much and made the stupid mistake of passing out before the rest of them. So they decided they were going to play a prank on me, and let's just say I'm going to have some trouble walking probably for about a week. So I would really love to get together. I just can't, you know, I'm in a situation where I can't really do things, you know. So, you know, I really would like to get together sometime and do those things that I just can't do right now. So call me back if you want, and I can tell you all the gory details. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
End of message.
A few things from that. One, that's not a prank that happened.
Yeah, that
two,
is.
Maybe just go, I'm busy for like a week.
Yeah.
Got a lot of work stuff going on, so maybe in a week or so we could meet up.
I just want him to call us back to tell us what happened to him.
I don't really want
the places
know.
That my mind went, trust me, it's already bad enough. I don't really want to hear what actually happened.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm a female.
I want to give you all the gory details. Yeah, don't ever say that on a voicemail.